crazy, yeah.
Y'all wild.
Speaking about wild.
Yeah.
I don't know how to segue to our topic from that.
First of all, we didn't even do our intro, so let me do our intro. I'm going to say my intro. Damn, I got too cocky there. Anyways.
I mean, this is your show.
No, it's not. It's our show, Chris. It's our show.
Thank you.
Okay?
Welcome
to Talking Nonsense. I'm your host, Kyle, and I'm here with...
Christopher.
Yeah. There you go. Nice. Now you can try to find your segue into the topic.
You have a bucket list?
Just straight to the point, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What's the definition of a bucket list, Chris?
I actually don't. I mean, I'm assuming it's things you do before you die. Okay. So I don't know if it's like old people goals or just goals.
Old people goals?
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like, or if I don't know, like, I don't know the actual, like, definition of a bucket list.
Mm-hmm. Well, the actual definition is a number of experiences or achievements that a person hopes to have or accomplish during their lifetime.
Okay, yeah, so it doesn't have... Well, yeah, before they die. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily old people goals.
No, it's just...
Yeah. Before you die. So how come you don't have a bucket list?
Oh, man. I mean, I have things that...
You don't think about that stuff?
No.
Why not?
I don't like death. I don't want to think about it. No, I have stuff that I want to do, clearly, yeah, but...
But so you don't consider that a bucket? I don't,
like, write it down and be like, add that to the bucket list. No? You know, it's just, like, stuff that I want to do for sure before I go.
Yeah.
So, yes, I guess I do. I don't know. Yeah. What about you? You got something?
Yeah, I got a couple, yeah.
All right, well, then let's talk about that. What do you got?
First one.
Have sex, finally.
Yes. Find a girlfriend. No. First one would... I think, like, this is kind of far out there, but it'd be cool to play and possibly win the World Series of Poker.
Okay.
That'd be cool. Because, like, you know, we just recently had a family party.
Yeah.
We were playing poker. And mm-hmm. I was doing pretty well, and, like, lately at work, I've been watching poker videos.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I want to talk. I want to talk more about this poker thing, real quick, though.
Oh, okay, all right.
Because
what do you want to know about? What do you want to know about it?
Well, like one, yeah, sure. Last Saturday, you were doing pretty hot. You know, at the same time, it's also called beginner's luck. No, I'm just kidding. No, but it's just like I don't know. I think you gotta get better at hiding your emotions sometimes, because like sometimes when you have good cards, like
oh yeah,
I can tell. Yeah. You know what I mean? You get so like. I don't even know how to explain, but, like, you're basically... So, right now, you're calm.
I get excited.
Yeah, you get excited, right?
I get really
so, you're just
kind of
like... four. You know, like, I'm just like, you probably have something good. All right, I'll fold.
No, I do have a tell.
Yeah, you have a tell.
I do. I have a very obvious tell.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, like... Playing and possibly winning the World Series of Poker would be cool. Or just playing in a poker tournament would be kind of cool.
Right.
Just because, like, you know, growing up in Vegas, for the most part, you get, like, you see all that stuff, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't have anything like that. I mean, maybe one day, if I get good at any video game, probably compete in, like,
e-sport. Like a e-sport, you know? Yeah. I mean, you're pretty good at Overwatch.
No. I still suck at that game.
I mean, you're better than me.
Oh, yeah. But... You know, that's setting the bar low. No, I'm just kidding.
That's fair. Yeah, you're not wrong.
No, I'm kidding, dude.
No, I'm better at Call of Duty.
Mm.
If I could compete
mm-hmm.
in any kind of like e-sport, it'd probably be Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Probably be the only one I'm good at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, one of our coworkers He truly believes that gaming is not a sport, and he can't see how it is. And it's
what's the argument?
He just doesn't think it's a sport. It's not a sport because it involves no physical, like, what's it called? It's like something that you don't. There's just no physical
aspect. Like you don't train for it, or
not that. It's just there's nothing physical about it.
Oh, then chess isn't a sport.
But it is considered a sport, and so are video games.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if that's the qualification for sport, then, like, chess wouldn't be a sport, poker wouldn't be a sport.
I know, well, because, like, we looked it up, and we looked up the definition of sport, and basically a sport is anything involving with, like, competitiveness.
Yeah. Okay?
So obviously video games, like, it's very competitive.
Yeah.
So that's why it's a sport. But then he's like, no, it's not a fucking sport, man. There's no like physical.
Who's this, Shaq?
No. Oh. Wow, way to call him out. But no, it's not him, actually. But it was just hella funny because they brought it up again just recently.
Yeah.
Because there was a video that came out of Ninja, who's an esport gamer, saying like how he was getting frustrated because people kept telling him like, hey, don't be so mad, it's just a game. Yeah. Where like to him, like saying it's just a game, like to him is like the reason why he's getting so pissed is because like you can't just say that it's just a game. Like you're not gonna go up to LeBron James, you know, who plays NBA and like say, hey man, calm down, it's just a game, because it's not just a game. It's a fucking sport. And he was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
And then our coworker who says that games aren't a sport, he's like, that's fucking stupid. And like they're, you know, I could fucking play a video game nonstop, repetitively, and get good at it. And then my argument was like, isn't that what you do for sports too, though? Like, any NBA player obviously practices to be good.
Yeah.
It's like, you can practice a video game and be good. How is that not the same thing? He's like, it's not the same. I'm like, no, it's whatever, the same. Dude.
I mean, to argue, though, against, like, Ninja, like, where you... Because I feel like it is valid to say it's just a game. Like, if you're playing in, like, a major league tournament, then maybe, like, obviously, that's different.
That's what he was talking about, though. He's like, you can't go up to a gamer who plays competitively and tell them it's just a game.
Well, I disagree. Like, if you're going up to that person and they're just randomly playing online just for fun, or just not in a not in a tournament, you can make the argument, yeah, it's just a game, dude. There's a bunch of like casuals here. Like, it's not that serious. Like, if LeBron James went to like a random street side court and started playing basketball and lost or was losing for whatever reason, it's just a game. That's obviously not a reflection of how he plays or whatever, you know. But if you if you're playing in a professional esports match or a professional basketball match, yeah, at that point it's not just a game. Like, I feel like there's, you know, different social context there that people need to consider.
Yeah,
you know,
we got off topic, but
see, and the second one would probably be like, go like do like a humanitarian thing.
A what?
A humanitarian thing.
Oh, it sounded like you said commandment thing. I'm like, what commandment thing?
No, like do I don't know, not volunteer work, but like, I don't know, do something for like the World Health Organization or something. That sounds like volunteer work.
That's volunteer work.
But yeah, I don't know, something maybe international. That'd be kind of cool. Like deliver like relief funds or like relief goods or something. Actually, when I was a nursing student, there was this thing called Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah.
And that sounded pretty interesting. Where you just kind of go around to, like, you know, different countries and
volunteer. Help out. So. What else? Do you have this list, like, written down?
No, these are just things that I remember.
Oh, that you just want to do?
Yeah. Yeah. And then one would probably, like, I think a weird one, just to say it, would probably, like, maybe wrestle a bear. Like, not to death, but, like...
You want to wrestle a bear?
Yeah. I know I wouldn't win, but it'd be a cool experience.
Okay, but I feel like if you did wrestle a bear...
I mean, like, obviously...
That's when you die.
I'm not going to go up to, like, a random-ass bear in the wilds.
Okay.
And try to fucking wrestle that, no.
Yeah?
But maybe, like, a domesticated bear, kind of.
Oh.
You know, fucking... I think that'd just be kind of cool.
Why does everybody want to wrestle a bear?
Because, man.
I don't get it. Why?
That doesn't appeal to you? Like,
no.
It's like...
It's a fucking bear. Of course I'm not going to be like, you know what? I want to wrestle a fucking bear.
It's the, like, I guess to test, like, your strength, I guess. Or, like, to test your spirit, man. You know? To get in cage with a wild animal. Not, I mean, in this case, it's, like, a domesticated bear. But still.
No. We would never want to do that.
No.
What's something like that's on your list that you think nobody else would want to do but you just want to do besides wrestle a bear?
Oh, turn down $1 million.
Turn down $1 million?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you want to turn down $1 million?
Because this is good. Because philosophically, I want to know that I don't have a price.
Okay.
And I feel like hella people nowadays, there's always everyone's like chasing the dollar, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. That's just the world we live in. But to me, like, I want to know at the end of the day that I like money isn't what I'm chasing.
Okay, but what if you were just like simply in a competition?
What do you mean?
Like let's say there was what was one of the things that you wanted to do again? Like the World Series of Poker.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Oh, if I won?
Yeah, you would turn it down.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why?
Because I want to know
then about why you. Why even play?
Because it's.
It's just to play?
It's not just to play. It's.
The experience?
Yeah, it's the experience, but like, I feel like. Because. Everyone, like, again, what I mentioned earlier, everyone kind of has a price, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I want to know that, like, even if, yeah, I just want to know that I don't have a price, that money.
All right, what if you're the love of your life
okay,
you're is throwing, held hostage, all right?
That's different. You're throwing different factors there.
No, but I want to know. The love of your life is held hostage, okay? And they said, I will pay you $1 million just to release her. They will pay you, Chris, $1 million to release her.
At that point, I would have to take the money. But
then you have a price.
But see, that's
use your words. No, you're getting flustered.
No, that's different because that's another human life that's okay. being involved.
Right.
Like what I mean is, if people will do things for money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I want to know that like what I'm doing is actually because I genuinely want to do it.
Mm.
And it's not just for the money. Like, yeah, obviously, makes sense. We live in a financial world. That's just how people survive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, that chain of thought leads to just desperation, I feel like. It's like, mm-hmm. what else would I be willing to do for money? Mm-hmm. Like, would you suck dick for, like, $300 if you
not
needed
for,
to?
Not for $300.
But that's what I mean.
Not for $300. Maybe for $300 million.
But that's what I mean, though, like, It leads to a philosophical question of, like, why you're doing something. And I want to know the answer to that. It's about the human experience. It's not about external factors.
Okay, Gandhi.
No, I'm just like... Fucking rude ass, dude.
I don't know. I just feel like... So, you're on your bucket list. One of the things is for you to turn down $1 million.
I mean, maybe give it... Like, I wouldn't just be like, oh... All right, I won the money and it's not going anywhere. I'm not talking about
winning the money or anything. Just in general, what if you were just offered $1 million?
If I was just straight up offered $1 million, I'd like to think I would say no.
But like, just straight up offered, not even to do anything.
Yeah.
Then you're not getting the money for a reason, though.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you just take it?
Well, no, because then that means, you know, now money has control over you now.
No, no strings attached.
It's never no strings attached.
In this situation, it's no strings attached, Chris. Would you take $1 million?
No, because I didn't.
Why?
What did I it's do to deserve money. It? What did
Nothing I... for being a great person.
No, I feel like a great person would turn down that money.
Pfft, whack.
Well, you know, in that scenario, if someone was offering me $1 million,
do you want to make $1 million?
Yeah, through hard, honest work. Yeah, sure.
Okay, but then,
Like in the scenario you provided, where someone just offers me $1 million,
mm-hmm.
I take it and I just give it to you. Be like, here.
No, I wouldn't take it.
Why wouldn't you take it?
Because
you're stealing my bucket list.
No, I don't want to be given $1 million either.
So why are you coming at me?
Just to make it interesting. Really? No, if you were given $1 million and you were like, Kyle, you know what? I don't want it. Here you go. I'm not going to take that million.
What if we split it?
No, because I want $1 million. No, but like, to me, if you were given $1 million for no reason and you're like, nah, here you go, Kyle, I'm gonna take that as like a pity, like,
thing. Oh,
I don't need it. Here you go. Yeah. I'm like, oh, hell no. I don't want it.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. That's fair.
It's not on my bucket list to turn down $1 million. Shit, if $1 million shows up, I'm taking that shit. Yeah. Yeah. For sure, it's a pride thing.
God, you're such a Leo.
You're such a Leo. Who the fuck says that?
You've said that before.
To who?
About yourself.
I don't know what you're talking about. It hasn't been recorded, so. Yeah, I know. But, I don't really believe in that shit anyways.
All right, so I've given 3, and you've judged me for all 3.
Yeah. I've given 1.
Do more.
Wait, what was my one I gave?
What was the one you gave?
I don't think I've given 1. Have I given 1?
I don't know. Well, just give me 1 now.
I don't know. Okay, well, for sure. Oh, yeah, I told you, esports.
Oh, yeah, esports. Wanna,
Peek in something like that. Yeah. I want to someday either own a restaurant or have my own. That makes sense.
Yeah. I can totally see you, like, owning a restaurant.
Yeah, or just have my own. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's my, like, I'm the one creating stuff. Like,
oh, like, you want to be a chef?
No, not a chef, but just, like, basically, I created a new restaurant. Like, a new restaurant chain? Yeah, eventually, like, oh, I want to own Applebee's. That's what I mean by owning a restaurant. Like, either I own Applebee's or Olive Garden, or I just created a whole new one.
Oh, gotcha. That's so you'd want to own a chain of restaurants or...
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Or have my own.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm actually working on right now.
Yeah, I see that.
It's in the works. Yep.
Yeah.
For those of you that like... No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah, I could totally see you owning a restaurant.
I've always wanted to just be in charge of something. That's probably the Leo in me.
You're so bossy.
I don't know. I just like...
You like being in charge?
Yeah. No.
You're such a control freak.
I'm not.
No,
I'm
you kind of are.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
No, you kind of are.
No. Yeah. I probably am. But that's only because I know when I tell people what to do, things get done. If I leave it up to the people... I'm just going to be the one that's doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, why am I going to sit back, wait for somebody else to do it when I'm like, you know what? They're not going to do it. I'll just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Or I'll tell them to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, good point. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, I think logically, Chris.
All right. Relax. Take it easy, boss.
Exactly. Thanks for bringing the Starbucks, by the way, apprentice.
I did bring him Starbucks.
Yeah. And then, all right, fine. Third one. What's Ooh, I want to... Have you ever seen that old lady? She was, like, 99 years old, and one of her things in her bucket list was to, like, be put into a prison. Like,
oh.
Go through all that stuff.
Yeah.
I want to do that, too.
Really? You want to go to prison?
Just for, like, a day, just for fun. Like, what she did, you know, have a little field trip.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Do you think... I didn't read that. Was it an article, or...
Something. I don't know.
I saw that. I was like, I wonder if, like, other inmates, like, fucked their... Or, like, if they just...
Oh, come on, man. That's a 99-year-old lady.
It's prison. I mean, it's prison, though.
Yeah, no one's gonna fuck with her, bro. There's like, unspoken rules, if you have listened to our episode, last episode. I feel like in prison, you know what I mean? Like, you don't fuck with anybody that's past 80. Or something, you know what I mean? Like, nah. And you know, like, if you go to prison, right, and they found out what you did, like, prisoners hate, like, child rapists or rapists in general.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's just kind of thing. Like, if you're in there for rape, you're fucking hated, bro.
Yeah.
Even if somebody else has physically murdered somebody and they're in jail.
Yeah.
And this person just raped somebody, they fucking hate you over that person.
That's crazy. That's crazy, dude. Could you survive in prison?
No.
No?
No, but like I said, I just want to do it for fun like she did.
I think you could survive in prison.
Okay, anyways.
No, I think you could.
Mm-mm. Why are you checking your phone?
No, I was...
You have a hot date later?
No.
Someone texting you? Who's texting you? Who's your new girl?
Whatever. What is
it? People are waiting for Chris's love life part 2.
Why?
I don't know.
What do they want to know?
Everything. That's my third one. Who are you texting, man?
Kimberly, relax.
Ooh, you guys hear that? Kimberly. I'm just kidding.
All right, so going back to the restaurant.
Yeah.
What kind of restaurant would it be?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Like, would you?
I'm so sorry. That's
disgusting. That's absolutely disgusting, all day, bro.
I'm so sorry. What kind of restaurant would it be?
Like, would you want to be one of those bougie restaurant owners, or would you be like
where it's all fancy and shit?
Yeah, like you gonna roll in with your like collar popped open and like the fucking gold chain and a
no, watch? What the fuck? Who does that?
I don't know.
What restaurant does that? What restaurant owner does that?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
I'm sorry. I just mess with you too much.
You really do. It hurts my feelings.
I laugh, but it's true. I'm sorry, man. I'm so sorry.
It's cool.
If you guys want to support Chris's emotional turmoil,
donate to our Patreon. We don't have a Patreon.
We don't. I don't know. I just want to, like...
Would it be a Filipino restaurant? Please say no.
There'd be some stuff, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. Like, but a Filipino-American like a...
fusion?
Yeah. I mean, at this point right now, with the way my relationship's going, it'd probably be like a Filipino-Mexican-American infused restaurant. You know what I mean?
I'd eat there.
I was about to say, I'll eat that. Never mind. Yeah, so like, you know, like... Filipino food, tocino, Mexican food, tacos.
I'm not a fan together. Of tocino.
Anyways.
I'm just saying.
Filipino food, seasick.
Nice.
Mexican food, tacos. Put them together. What do you get?
Seasick
tacos.
I feel like you're just copying Papa Herbs.
They don't have seasick tacos.
What was it? Adobo tacos?
No, they have a double quesadilla.
Oh, double quesadilla.
Yeah.
Nice. Seasick burrito sounds hella bomb, dude.
Yeah, that too. That's one of the other things you want to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, just like something simple, you know?
For sure.
Maybe make it like a little... I want to be like one of those sort of small spots that just get huge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a little mom and pop shop.
But then it just blows up.
Yeah, but then it just blows
up. Like something like local, like only like...
Yeah. I want to end up on Diners, Dive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah, I was going to ask this. Like, do you want to end up on a Guy Fieri show? Diners,
Dive-Ins, and Dives. The fuck is it called? Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I just call it the Guy Fieri show.
Ooh, another one? I want to... Oh, no, never mind. I want to have my own TV show.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I'm surprised you didn't say anything about film or, like, TV.
Well, there you go. I did. I said I want to have my own TV show.
Well, yeah? Mm-hmm. Not a movie? I feel like you're more into movies, though. Like,
well, yeah, maybe a movie. But, like, with TV shows, you can do so much more. You can make it last longer. You know what I mean? Create so many seasons.
Yeah.
Or even just spin-offs like fucking Chicago MD, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD.
Are those all spin-offs?
Yeah, dude. So many fucking stupid Chicago shows. No one cares about goddamn Chi City. No, I'm just kidding. I'm probably offending so many people right now.
Probably.
But, yeah.
No, that's cool.
What else you got, man?
Speaking about TV shows, I think it'd be cool to go on to, like, was it Bear Grylls? The fucking...
He doesn't do that anymore.
Running Wild with Bear Grylls? I mean, or something like that, then. Jesus.
Sorry.
Goddamn rude ass.
I'm just letting you know he doesn't do that anymore. So you might want to tweak your bucket
list. Why are you so condescending when you say something?
I just said he doesn't do that anymore.
You said
that. Okay, I'm sorry.
It was like, you shot me a look like I was an idiot.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
you're not wrong, but...
No, okay, cool. So you want to, like, be on it, or you want to, like, host it?
Be on it. Or, like, do something like that. Or the one show...
Why don't you go on...
Naked and Afraid?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I would.
Would you really?
Hell yeah. I'd hella try that shit out. I'd probably die, but... I'd probably quit day one and be like, fuck.
I feel like that show's fake.
Be like, fuck, it's too hot. I want to go home.
You're naked.
But they're putting you, like, in, like... Like, super, like, humid tropical areas, generally.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Plus, yeah, you think
you would survive? Oh, you just said you think you'd die.
I don't think I would. I think I'd quit day one, to be honest.
Really?
Dude, like, I lived in the Philippines for 4 years, okay?
Yeah.
And that shit was horrid in the summer.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, like, it's just, I don't like the feeling of humidity and sweat.
Yeah.
And I was constantly sweating when I lived there in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at the show, even though I'm naked, but doing all those, like, physical activities, just trying to build, like, a fucking, like, shelter and
mm-hmm,
shit.
Mm-hmm.
And just the humidity, the sweat, and the lot. I'd just be hangry the entire time. I'd have to eat a lot before I go on the show.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything on your bucket list that you want to do but know could never do?
Yeah, actually.
Like what?
Like go inside like the pyramids at Egypt. Mm-hmm. Like, because, you know, like the curse of the Pharaoh's tomb or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's, in a physical sense, it's doable. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's impossible just because, like, I don't know. For me, it's impossible just because, like, I don't want to mess with the whole, like, spiritual thing. Or, like, wrestling, like, punching a shark would be kind of cool.
You could possibly do that.
I can't swim.
Oh. Yeah, but I mean, like, you could have someone with you who does know how to swim. Like, you'd probably be in a cage anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Right? With scuba gear.
It's also kind of fucked up to put your shark, man.
Oh, I don't know. I thought people just do that for fun. Oh, okay. So, we're going with the ethical side of it again.
Yeah. Hopefully there's no shark lovers that listen to this episode. But yeah, no. Anything impossible? I mean, I think the impossible thing would be, like, the World Series of Poker, though, to be honest.
Why would that be impossible?
I mean, just the, like, because it goes beyond just, like, calling and betting at that point. There's, like, you know, there's the whole mental game's just, like, on a different level, you know? Like, we've only played, like, I only play here, like, between our family members.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you just practice.
That's true, yeah.
Right? That's not, I'm talking about stuff like okay, not that you couldn't do, but basically you know you would just never do. But you just want to, but it's like on your list. Like for me, for example, like I would like to go to space, but I'm never
going to
do that.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, going to space would be cool. Or like going to see a different planet. Like that would be cool.
Yeah.
Obviously, just because like we don't have that technology, but if the opportunity came to go to like Mars or something and to like colonize it, I'd sign up.
Really?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like for sure?
Hell yeah.
You would do that.
Hell yeah.
What if you could never come back?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like, if they're like, oh, you have to, like, learn how to, like, farm and shit, be like, all right.
Yeah. I'd be down. They say you can never come back.
Yeah, I'd be down.
Damn, you gonna leave me like that with this podcast? How are we supposed to do the podcast now?
Oh, I mean.
Through space comms? That's gonna take years.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't want to like colonize another planet.
Hell
like
no.
No.
No. No. I don't know.
Oh,
that seems like too much work.
Okay, maybe. So, can I change my answer?
No.
Maybe not.
You cannot change your answer. Well,
maybe not colonize a planet, but going through a black hole.
Hell no! Why would you? We can't survive.
Well, they did in Interstellar.
That's a movie, fool. Actually, we don't know if we would survive.
Yeah.
Wait, so, do we know if we would survive?
I don't know.
Oh.
If you know, because I mean, like black holes, they bend light.
Yeah,
are we denser than light?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy, man.
I know, but still, if
which is why we have what's his name,
Stephen Hawking?
No, the other guy,
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes, here with us today. What do you think?
I don't fucking astrophysics know. Black guy.
Okay, that's just racist. No.
From the Epic Rap Battles of History.
I didn't watch that one, I don't think.
What?
Okay.
Wow. Disappointing. Did you see the new one?
No. I don't really watch them anymore, man.
Oh.
Just because like, they were gone for so long, and then they came back, and I just couldn't keep up, and then eventually I just didn't want to keep up, so I was like, ah, forget it.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
What else do you have?
But yeah, surviving a black hole would be kind of cool. Just because I want to know what the, like...
what's on the other side?
Yeah, like what's at the end of it?
Do you think we're alone
in the universe?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I hope not.
You hope not?
I hope not. Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, it'd be scary, huh? Either we're not alone, or we are.
Because yeah, what's like what terrifies you more, like aliens or the fact that this is it? Like this is all in the vast universe. It's just us.
There's no way it could just be just us, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, there's no way.
Do you believe in the whole, like, multiverse or, like, parallel universes and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Like, so, like, if one day, instead of getting, like, chicken noodle soup, you got, like, pork noodle soup.
Mm-hmm.
You believe in all that stuff?
I'm sorry, what?
Like, because it's, like, isn't it, like, if you make a left in this universe, in a parallel universe, you would have went right or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that whole bit, like, the infinite possibilities and stuff?
Yeah. Luigi. Sorry. yeah, I believe in it. Well, like I just said, I don't think there's no way we could be the only ones here, dude. So, like, there's got to be other versions of ourselves out there, or just other things out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, there's maybe, no like, way. Not sentient beings, but just, like, different life forms?
Yeah, or something. I don't know. Dude, that'd be crazy. I saw this one article. I don't know if it was fake. I literally just read titles of articles, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting, and then I move on. I don't read the articles at all. I swear to God. But I saw this one that says, Luigi. Sorry. I saw this one that says scientists have discovered, like, some signal coming from the same spot for, like, the past 14 years or something like that. Or, like, every so often or whatever, yeah. For the past 14 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, whoa.
That's crazy, dude.
Dude, what if it was us that's, like, our parallel selves? Like, you know how, like, we're here on Earth, right? And we sent out a signal to see if there's anybody out there.
Yeah.
And then we realize, oh, like, 4 years later, we get a signal back. But it was just us sent.
Oh, what?
Actually, it doesn't make any sense. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of.
That'd be crazy.
I'm not good with the whole time travel thing.
Oh, something on my bucket list. Time travel. Even though I know we're never going to do it. But you never know.
So,
if it was possible.
You would.
Yes. For
sure. To make yourself richer?
No, just to experience. So, if it was like a one-way trip back in time, I don't know about all that.
No.
You know what I mean?
I'd go back in time.
One-way trip? I don't think so.
I would, dude. Hell yeah. No, go back to the 1960s.
Well, hell no.
Flower power, dog. Peace. Mm-mm.
No. I would never do that. I think my dog wants to go outside. Can you let him out real quick? Yeah, sorry. But, do, 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 do. I guess not. Close it. This dog. Nah, if it was a one-way trip, I don't think I would. But if it was like, you could go back, see things, then come back to this time, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Could you imagine if... Like, you could, like, go back in time and then just come back. People would be selling tickets to, like, you could go and see, like, was it Livestock? No, what's the world, Live Aid or whatever, yeah. the Queen concert?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people, you could resell those tickets.
I know, that'd be crazy, huh?
Right?
Whoa. Did we just come up with a cool possible movie/TV show idea?
Copyright.
Trademark. Yep, trademark. Okay, that's ours. That's ours. But yeah, like... Damn, that'd be crazy though, huh? Can you imagine though, like just, you know, going to ticket, what's it called, Ticketmaster or whatever, or like even SeatGeek, to find tickets for shit in the past?
Yeah, dude.
Whoa, bro, my brain hurts right now.
Like, dude, going back to like all the way to when like Abraham Lincoln was watching a movie in Ford Theater and he got shot.
Yeah,
just seeing that shit live, dude.
Yeah, that'd be crazy, man.
That's wild.
Dude, I think we just... Whew, sorry. It's just... Oh, so many ideas are flowing through my mind right now. All right, let's get back on track. What's another bucket list you got?
Another book? I don't know. Oh, one would be, like, to donate, like, my organs.
That's not really a bucket list, though. You talk about all your organs? No, or, like one? Oh.
Just, like kind of like what the... I mean, like, kind of like 7 pounds, but just maybe not as, like, sad, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because that show was sad as fuck, but...
I know. That was a good movie.
It really was.
But one thing in there, is that even really possible, donating your eyes to a blind person?
That's a very good question.
Like, is that even possible?
I don't know.
Because, dude, if that's possible, I have hope.
Dude, would you want, like robot eyes?
Hell yeah.
Like, or like cyber, like,
yeah, cyber, not unless like... they can start putting ads on it.
10-second ad every time you start talking to somebody.
Yeah, hell no, fuck that.
But dude, that's great. I do that too, like
Luigi. I'm so sorry, guys. Stop. Come here. Come here. No. Shh. Hey. Get over here. Sorry. Go to your bed. Bed. Go to your bed. Come on. Good boy. Keep going. Bed. Good boy. Sorry. Okay. What were we talking about?
Like Android, I asked you about like replacing your eyes with robot eyes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I would.
Or like,
unless they send ads, then no.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd replace my body with like Android stuff, or like I'd become an Android. Mm-hmm. Would you ever upload your consciousness to the internet?
No. I don't know. If you could live forever, would you?
Ooh, that's interesting. Because I feel like at some point you'd want to die.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So the show that I watched, sorry, we're hella going on the head, but real quick, the show that I watched, The Good Place, right? They kind of, they don't deal with that concept, but...
Is that the one with Kristen Bell?
Yeah. It's about these four people who obviously have died and gone to either hell or heaven,
yeah,
right? And they kind of deal with that whole concept. Like, when they're in heaven, you know, they realize the people that are in paradise are so bored out of their minds because, you know, they're living forever, technically, right? Just doing whatever they want.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Okay, and they become, like, brainless zombies, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I was just like, whoa, dude, if like there is an afterlife and that's what it is, we'd be so fucking bored, bro.
Dude, that's intense. That's like,
can you imagine? Because like literally, like there was a scene where one of the characters, right, he's like happy that he's in heaven and he goes like does this one thing that he's always wanted to do, like go-kart with monkeys for whatever fucking reason, right?
Yeah.
So he does it, and then like 10 minutes later he comes back, he's like, yeah, I did it, and then it was kind of boring, so I decided, ooh, go-kart with giraffes. He's like, then I did that, and that was boring. I was like, ooh, go-kart. And he's like, goes down a list of different animals. He's like, and then I went down the list, and now I'm bored.
Or whatever. That's wild. But, I mean, I feel like if you're in paradise, though, right? Like, maybe it's like, you wouldn't want, like, your wants wouldn't be wants anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't have that feeling of, like, oh, I want to do this or I need to do that.
Right.
Like, all that would just go away. Wouldn't that be paradise, you think?
I don't know.
That's crazy, man. That's deep.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to go-karts with monkeys.
Okay. Is there, like, would you ever want to do, like, an occupation for a day? Like, let's say, be a policeman for a day or something. Is that on your bucket list?
No. Actually, yeah.
I want to be a judge for a day.
Or I was going to say like mayor. Or
president for a day, dude.
Nah, dude. No. Fuck that. You can fuck up a lot in a day.
Nah, dude. Fuck that.
You can fuck up a lot in a day, bro. Yeah.
I would want to be a judge.
A judge?
Yeah.
What? I'd be a lawyer. I just
want to have that power to be like, denied. Or guilty.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Would you ever wear those wigs?
They don't do that.
They do in England.
Okay, we're not in England, no.
Oh, I don't know if they do in England. That's kind of racist, I feel like, to say.
I don't know. Anyways. What? Anything else?
No, that's it.
You just want to be a lawyer?
Yeah. Lawyer, mayor.
Oh.
That'd be kind of cool.
Lawyer, mayor.
I think wrestling would be kind of entertaining.
To be a wrestler?
Yeah. Or maybe, like, just kind of be in that environment, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, like, I got goals, obviously, right, that I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I want to own a house at some point, you know? Own, like, 6,000 or 6,000. You know, own, like, 5 cars, you know? Not
5 The whole, cars, like, but owning a house thing, that's such an... Like, that's literally, like, I read that's pretty much only an American thing.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Like...
Well, yeah. Why is that only an American thing?
Because, like, a lot... Because, like, I think, yeah, like, a lot of people in, like, Europe, a lot of those houses, they don't own that. They just rent. Mm. The reasoning was, it's like a cultural thing.
was because, like, that was kind of, like, the American dream was to, like, just own shit. Like, just cap, like, just own whatever.
Yeah, capitalism.
Capitalism, yeah. And so, like, in other parts of the world where, like, yeah, it might, they're just not as capitalistic. So they don't see the point of owning, like, a house. Mm-hmm. And I found that really interesting.
I mean, technically, when you buy a house, you technically don't own it until you pay off the loan. So you are renting most of the time. But it's sure it's your house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I mean, I guess that's the difference in, like, I mean, that's kind of semantics, I guess, really.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, so, like, I have things that I do want to accomplish.
Do you really want to own 5 cars?
No,
dude. Oh, okay, I was going to judge you for that.
Why?
Why the fuck would you need to own 5 cars?
One for every day of the week.
That's fucking retarded.
You're fucking retarded. No, I'm just kidding. It's retard. Yeah, he's a retard. No, like, for sure I want a Tesla. Maybe, like, a nice fancy, like, car, like a Lambo or, like, an...
I want a
Mercedes or something, no. You know? And mm-hmm. then, like, a family car, obviously.
Yeah.
And then maybe, like, a little go-kart.
Just for funsies?
Yeah, just for funsies, yeah. You know?
What do you have anything on your bucket list that would be just, like... Like, a giant, like... Not a waste of money, but, like... Okay, yeah, just, but a giant waste of money. Like, you don't... There's no way... There's no, like... real reason for you to own this particular thing or, like, to spend money on whatever it is.
I want to be able to rent out Disneyland for a whole day.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Just for yourself?
No, if, like, for the family. Like, I want to be able to rent out Disneyland so that I can use it for the whole day.
Yeah, okay. You wouldn't want to go there by yourself, though.
Obviously. Yeah. Oh, okay. I just want to... Oh, I want to rent out Disneyland one day.
Nice.
Yeah, that's on my bucket list. Ooh, I want to own a team one day.
A sports team? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, for sure I want to own a sports team one day. Yeah. That's one of them, too.
Football? Basketball. I'm going to say football. Yeah.
Football, for sure. I don't really watch basketball like that.
Yeah, I don't even watch sports.
Yeah, you're not active. No. I mean, neither am I.
But, I watch esports.
You wouldn't want to own, like, an esports team one day?
No, I'd want to make my own, though.
Yeah.
Like,
ooh, I want to create my own game.
Oh, that'd be cool, yeah.
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 Yeah, there's actually not anything about it. There's a lot that I want. Like, I want to be, like, CEO of, like, anything I can be. Restaurant, video games,
CEO movies. Being CEO.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, shit, dude.
That's like Vince McMahon, dude.
What do you mean?
He
owns, like, hella shit?
Yeah, he's the CEO of, like, dude. The WWE, but he has, like... Apparently, he owns the XFL or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Which is weird football fucking thing that I don't really understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, it'd be cool to have, that's one. Creating my own, like, movie studio, kind of.
Yeah.
Same. Like, that'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. What would you call yours?
I don't know. I want it to be something ambiguous, like Lionsgate. That just sounds fucking awesome.
That's already taken.
No, the fact that Lionsgate, it's like, you wouldn't think it's a movie studio, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds fucking awesome. Like, I work at Lionsgate. Like, what the fuck? That's cool.
Right. So what would you call yours?
I don't know. Maybe, like,
fucking... Tiger's Gate?
Stupid. I don't know. Maybe something like Midnight Onyx or something. I don't know.
Midnight Onyx. That sounds like a color.
It probably is. Honestly... That's just what came to mind. But, like, something ambiguous like that. It's just like, ooh. Like, what do they do, you know?
Yeah.
I got it.
See, I thought of a name that was, like, cool. But then I realized as time goes on and as we become more and more relevant, the name no longer means anything.
What do you mean?
Like, I wanted to be called, like, Left Field Studios. Because, you know, we're coming out of left field. Like, coming out of nowhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then as soon as we get big, it's like... Bro, we know where you're coming from now. Like, why are you still called Left Field Studios? You know what I mean? Like,
I feel it.
Yeah, so maybe I can still call it Left Field Studios. And then all of a sudden, it's just called In the Field. I don't know, stupid. But
yeah, creating a movie studio would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Is that all you got, man, or what?
Yeah, honestly.
It's not much of a bucket list.
I mean...
You think you'd add more as time goes on?
Oh, yeah, easily, dude.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie The Bucket List?
No. He's so upset. No, I haven't seen it.
It's such a good movie.
I don't know. Is that the one with Robert... No.
No.
Oh.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson. That's who it is. Yeah, my bad. Sorry. I thought Robert De Niro was in it. My bad.
No, that's cool. Sheesh. Morgan Freeman's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen like bits and parts, but I've never watched
it. It's pretty good. It's pretty... I like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's pretty wholesome, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you ever want to like complete your bucket list with anybody? Or are these all things that you want to do by yourself? Well, obviously, World Series of Poker is probably by yourself.
Yeah, like... I mean, some of them... it'd be nice to have someone there. But, like, it doesn't have to be, like... I don't think any of them on my bucket list are, like, dependent on another person. Hmm. Maybe, like, for some people, if, like, starting a family would be one, obviously, you need, like, a partner for that.
You don't technically need a partner for that.
I mean, okay, I guess, but...
No, really, you don't. To start a family, you don't need a partner. You could adopt.
Well, okay, I mean, sure. But, like, who really wants to go through, adopt a child by themselves?
A lot of people.
That seems kind of weird.
No, a lot of people do that.
What? Really?
Adopt a child, yeah. They don't want no man in their life or woman or what it may be, whatever. I don't know.
But, I guess, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just being devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Probably. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, no, I mean, I'm obviously, like, when time goes on, like, priorities change or, like, goals change. But I don't think, like, the goal of a bucket list should be, like, dependent on someone, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I was just wondering if you wanted, are there any things on your bucket list that, like, let's say requires a second person other than the family one? You know what I mean? Like, one day I want to complete this with this person, or one day I want to do this with
maybe,
this person.
Maybe, like, climbing Mount Everest. Mm. That'd be kind of cool.
Who'd you want to do that with? Don't say me, because I'm not going to do that with you.
Yeah, I know. After, like, Rebecca told me about your guys' little hiking experience.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. We don't need to talk about that. Also, she's fucking exaggerating. Or she's not exaggerating. She's saying things out of context, okay? Like, completely out of context. And I wasn't the only one struggling that day, by the way. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so... There was other people there, too. Not just me.
Yeah, no. Maybe climbing Mount Everest would be kind of cool. But, yeah, I think that's it, though. Hmm. Would you ever want to put your name on something? Like, Trump, like, obviously, like, Trump put his name on a bunch of buildings and airplanes and steak. Mm-hmm. Would you do something like that?
No, I don't think I'd ever put my name on something. One, because, like, my name's so... plane, you know, and I don't want to put Jim Kyle because that's just too weird.
I don't think that's weird of a name.
Yeah, it's not as weird as Chris Ted. That's a fucking weird ass name. Anyways,
I hope there's an etch in his name.
I don't think I'd ever want to put my name on anything.
No,
I just want to own stuff. I want to be that guy that like people are like, who owns this? Like, oh, that guy. You know what I mean? Like, all mysterious, like and whatnot.
Yeah. So you want to put your name on anything?
No.
You want to be would you ever want to be an actor? Is that on your book?
Yeah, actually I do want
director,
to be an
actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of like would you be more of a like a method kind of actor or would you want to do like action roles kind of like
I just want to be good.
Very good.
Yeah. I don't really care the role, I guess. Definitely not porn. You know, just something cool.
No, I feel it. Yeah. I feel it.
But actually, just so this doesn't happen again. Our shit crashed.
It really did.
Yeah, thank fucking God it saved somehow. I don't know how, but it crashed. So I think we're just going to cut it here.
Yeah.
We didn't really talk much afterwards anyways.
No.
I think we're trailing off towards the end of the episode. But so. If you stuck around, thank you. Thank you for listening. That was Talking Nonsense. I'm Kyle.
I'm Christopher.
And we'll talk to you guys next time. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram @ Talking Nonsense.
Yeah.
Right? Is it @ Talking Nonsense?
Yeah. Yeah, I
feel like there's
so.
A space. In
Isn't there an Damn. Underscore?
Somewhere, yeah. Wow, I can't remember our own Instagram. What's our Instagram?
I think it's
@
Talking Nonsense _.
Yes, you're right. It is at Talking Nonsense underscore. Damn, that's so bad. See how long we've been out of the loop, bro?
It's all good. And you can also follow me on Instagram. It's just at a delightful one. Just one word.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or follow me at no, this is underscore is Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Bye.
Bye.